Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Believers Walked in the Fear of God and Comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're reading the book of Acts. And we're reading the Bible in 1 year, and I would love for you to join us. Why? Because knowledge is power. And just as we have knowledge when we go to school and we learn something, we go one step higher. And the same with the Word of God. In the beginning, when you're studying the Word of God, there's a lot of things you have to learn. You know, the main thing is about Jesus, because the whole Bible is about Jesus in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So if you don't include Jesus in the mix, you're missing the whole point of that book, right? And same thing like in Islam, the main person is Muhammad, so they focus on Muhammad. But we Christians focus on Jesus and the Holy Spirit, right? Because that is the door. Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so I want you to know all about Jesus. I want you to know who He is. I want you to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And you can begin to talk to Him, and He will answer you back. But here's a person, Paul, who didn't know him. He was a religious man. He did everything he could to kill Christians and to hurt people and to destroy the testimony of the Bible and the people who believed in the Bible. But you know what? In America, every house has at least 5 Bibles and nobody ever opened it up. And when you go to church, you never read the Bible because you expect the pastor to read the Bible and explain it to you. But you know what? The Word of God is a sword. You can use it in battle, but you have to learn how to do that. And so I'm encouraging you to read the Word of God. If you're not in my Bible book club, I strongly urge you to join the Bible book club on Facebook and begin picking up your Bible. If you can't do it every day, don't worry. You're going to get to it next year. And just start reading where we are. Whatever scriptures we post, you can start reading there, and you'll finish next year. By December 31st, we will have read the whole Bible. You will have read the whole Bible. And I know you're going to learn something. I know you're going to get closer to God. I know that you're going to begin trusting Him for things in your life, and you're going to get a victory. You know, when I got saved, I said, Lord, please don't let me be a disappointed Christian or defeated Christian and always in the dumps. I want to be victorious. Show me how to do that. And you know, He did. There are 8 blessings in the book of Revelation that say, you have a reward. Jesus has a reward for you if you can stay faithful to the end and be an overcomer. He's not asking us to live day by day and in defeat. He wants us to have a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we're reading the book of Acts. Let me continue there. In the book of Acts, chapter 9, Paul tried to meet with the believers in Jerusalem, but they were all afraid of him. Why were they afraid of him? because he killed them. He was a Jewish person that was a religious person and thought that Christians were heretics and out of God's will. And so he wanted to kill them. And so they were afraid. They thought he was really faking. He was acting like he was a Christian because maybe he wanted to know who the Christians were so he could infiltrate them and probably put them in jail or kill them. But then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Paul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus, and the Lord said to him and told them what the Lord said to him. What did the Lord say to him? He said, "I'm Jesus. Why are you persecuting my people?" That's what Jesus said to him. And he was blinded at that moment. He fell off his horse. He was blinded. And he had to have somebody take him and lead him until Jesus told him to go to meet a certain person. And that person would pray for him, and then he will be healed. And that's exactly what happened. And so now he got converted. He believes in Jesus. He knows Jesus. He's talking to Jesus. Jesus is talking back to him and meeting all of his needs. Okay. Then some of the Greek-speaking Jews with whom he had argued plotted to murder him. As soon as the religious people found out Paul got saved, they wanted to kill him now. First he wanted to kill the Christians. Now the Pharisees, the people who ran the church and all of that, now they wanted to kill him. Why? Because he was talking about Jesus. Okay. Okay, meanwhile, the church had great peace. However, when the other believers heard about his danger, they took him to Caesarea and then sent him to his home in Tarsus. They helped him to escape, in other words. Meanwhile, the church had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and the church grew in strength and numbers. Grew in strength, what does that mean? They were doing the ministry. They were converting people. They were evangelizing. They had gifts that they were using in the name of Jesus. And the believers learned how to walk in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he was leaving, he said, "Listen, I'm not going to leave you alone that you have to do this all by yourself. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to help you." And that's what he did. So Peter traveled from place to place to visit them, and in his travels, he came to the believers in the town of Lydia. There he named Ananias. He was paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. And Peter said to him, "Ananias, Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up and make your bed." And he was healed instantly. Then the whole population of Lydia and Sharon turned to the Lord when they saw Ananias walking around. Friends, Jesus is the answer for today. There's no other answer. Have you ever heard that song? I think Paul Crouch used to sing it. Oh, I forgot his name. Yes. Crouch, anyway. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above there is no other. Jesus is the way. There's no other answer for today. If you're struggling, there's no other answer. Jesus is the answer for today, because today is where we need Jesus. And you can see the world in chaos. You can see the countries in disarray. You can see them in contrary to each other, and not trying to work together. So we need Jesus. Friends, Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to help us with our problems, and the Holy Spirit to help us to learn how to pray. And we need to pray, because that's the way that God has to let you, you have to ask God to enter and help me. If you don't ask him, you're going to be there trying to do things on your own without any help. But God wants you to have help, but you have to ask. And when you, when you're praying, that's what you do. You ask, and also you give him glory, and you give him praise, and you thank him for the things that he has done for you. Romans 8:26 says, it's by our faith that the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and also in our praying. Because sometimes we don't know what we should be praying for or how we should pray. Like praying for your family. We don't know how to help them to come to know Jesus. We don't know how to share. And it's something that's stopping them from coming to know the Lord. But the Holy Spirit can teach you how to pray for your children, for your family, for everyone, for the world, for the people, whatever God touches your heart. But the Holy Spirit is, because we don't know how to pray as we should, the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot even be expressed in regular words. What does that mean? He's speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, that's your prayer language, and you will be praying exactly according to the will of God. Why? Because when we pray in English, we're asking God what we want, and we don't know what the answer to that is. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's wait. But when you pray in the power of the Holy Ghost, if you can pray 15 minutes in English, you can pray 2 hours in the Holy Ghost with the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm encouraging you to read the Word of God. The book of Acts we're in right now in the New Testament, and we have scriptures for the Old Testament, one Psalm, one Proverbs, and one Proverbs, one Psalm, one Old Testament, and one New Testament. Amen. Friends, if you would like to know this Jesus I'm talking about, can you bow your head with me and pray this prayer? Father, I ask you to come into my life. I know you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. How do I know? Because I've seen that picture. I've seen that movie about you dying on the cross. I know from going to church, I'm hearing about this Jesus, and I want to know him. I want to know who he is. I want to have fellowship with him, and I want him to come into my life and change me and give me hope and take away my depression. Yes, and I thank you for it, Lord. Save me, forgive me, change me. And Lord, yes, God, I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer, would you let me know in Facebook? I would love to help you to grow in God. Amen. Amen.